on. Tap in. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. Turn it off.
Is that LCD? Oh, you can go ahead and cut that off because this topic should be live. Okay.
The afternoon situation with Leisha B starts next.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we have officially made it to the end of the work week. Praise God, okay? I'm ready to get outside and have a great weekend. I mean, Sango comes tomorrow. There's a Mardi Gras celebration with DJ Comp tomorrow. There's just so much going on in the 616 area this weekend, and I'm trying to be outside, okay? So I need to sleep. I need a key. But let's get into the last giveaway of the week.
Your daily dose of pop culture. The Lituation Report on Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Nicki Minaj fans are very concerned after a very erratic live stream appearance that went down on Instagram Live yesterday when Nicki rapped the lyrics to her song's Moment to Life for the camera and then abruptly changed from whispering to shouting throughout. She also started saying that she would be signing fans' boobs on her upcoming Pink Friday 2 tour, and more fans started to get a little bit more concerned because during the broadcast, she made a number of claims about Roc Nation paying people to badmouth her online and accuse them of using bots to boost Megan's single Hiss, leading to the accusations that she was on something. But also, speaking of Miss Megan Thee Stallion, she's not letting that faze her at all because she just unveiled a collaboration with Nike that functions as gym wear but can also be worn at the club because you need versatility, okay? The rapper announced a new collection on Thursday yesterday on Instagram, and she teased them new looks and encouraged fans to purchase the new item. And you can shop the Hot Girl Systems at Megan Thee Stallion. When again, more details about what's going on with pop culture, all you gotta do is hit up that Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids number one for hip hop, Magic 104.9. Your afternoon, Bessie Leisha B is in the building. And when I keep telling you that you need to walk away with some tickets to see Sango this weekend, y'all thought I was choking. But now I got somebody's in the building who's going to even more verify that you need to be at Sango's concert this Saturday. I got Venus Flytrap.
Hey, what's up?
And I got the seventh.
What's good? What's good?
I know that some things have gotten announced pertaining to Sango's show for the people that have been living under a rock, don't follow y'all on socials, which we'll get to that later. What's the vibe? What is so special about Sango's show this Saturday?
I think what's special about the Sango show this Saturday is he's been touring like all over the world, all in the big markets here, LA, New York, just all over the place. Grammy nominated, working with K Tronada, Bryson Tiller, Drake. Pink Panthers, Drake's new album. He's from Grand Rapids, and this is a hometown, homecoming show. The energy is going to be amazing. I think it's an opportunity for people like who've been hearing the whispers to come and see what it's like. It's gonna be an amazing time, I feel like.
And then why are you guys here talking about it?
Oh, so we will actually be, you know, setting the stage for the night. It's definitely a part because if people were around a couple years ago, we had the same lineup of me, the Seven, Savon, and Sango. So we're pretty much all coming back together.
Yeah.
And yeah, energy even more.
Quick thing I want to put out there, right? So me, Savon, Asia, Venus Fly, Trap and Sango, we all went to the same high school. We all went to East Kentwood. So
yes.
Like, all this energy has been brewing for years and years.
Truly.
It's just circling back in a major way. We're so humbled to be able to come to the Elevation because we sold out Pyramid Scheme before. And we're hoping we can do the same. So y'all get these last tickets and come party with us Saturday.
So that means that all the EK kids got to pull up.
Hey.
Both past, present, and future.
You gotta
just pull up.
You got to pull up.
Now.
It's Falcon Pride, man.
It truly is.
Like,
it truly is. But of course, you know, everybody is citywide. We want to see everybody, you know, come and, you know, just show love, hear the sounds. And yeah, Sango, he comes, you know, every once in a while to the city. So once he does come, it's like, yeah, you got to be in the building.
You kind of tapped into it a little bit, but do you happen to know the songs off the top of your head that he's worked on so that people who have listened to these songs can know, oh, snap, that was Sango?
I would say, so on Drake's last album, it was
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Smino, he has a song called Chlorine.
Yep.
With Smino, that song is amazing.
With
In
Frank
My
Ocean.
Room with Frank Ocean.
He just dropped a song with Bryson recently.
Yep. One. Is it Sequence with Bryson?
Yep.
That one went a couple times platinum. Tons of K Tronada stuff. That's all I can think of off top.
But that's a crazy catalog just from what you remember. So for everybody who loves to blast some Drake, some K, because you know I love some K, you need to understand that there are people people behind those musics.
Yeah.
Like, those people behind the music who may not get the same shine. If you love those songs, you better come out and love on Sango songs, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sango's going to come with the Spanish influence also, tapping into the Brazil sounds as well as the rap sounds of hip-hop. Asia got them covered with all that Venus Flytrap does. She going to bring the vibes.
You
I'm going to bring the dance vibes. Savon going to hold it down, and you better be there.
But for the people who, again, have been sleeping under the rock, like I haven't been talking about this show for months now, can you remind them the time, the day, where it's going to be, all the details that they need to know?
So we will be there Saturday night, doors at 7. We're going to get it rocking. I'll be up first, then we got 7, then we got Savon, and of course, Sango closing it out. So of course, please pull up. And there's tickets, you guys. Grab some before, you know, the show Saturday. Pull up, and there'll be tickets at the door. But, you know, gotta pull up.
Period, y'all. Don't say I ain't warn you. Because when you see my social media and it's popping off, you gonna be mad.
Oh, yeah. When you see the recaps and when y'all see every, oh, Sango was here. AGO was, I didn't know. 7th, why didn't you tell me? We gonna be like, we told you. We told you. 7 p.m. on Saturday.
It's Magic 104 now. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop, Magic 104.9, Leisha B here. And do you remember Rachel Dolezal, or however she's calling herself now, Nagichi Diallo? Yeah, that's a mess. Well, if you don't remember her, she first sparked controversy back in 2015 when she told the internet that she identified as a black woman despite being the daughter of two white parents. Yeah, well, barely since then, she's changed her name to Nagichi Diallo, which I don't understand why she's deciding to be Nigerian today, but okay. She became a teacher. I don't know why we would be letting her teach our kids when she doesn't even know what race she is. But apparently, she's gotten fired from her teacher job because she's an OnlyFans model now. While I do believe that Rachel Dolezal, because I'm not calling her that name, belongs to the streets. Well, who really belongs to the streets is the daggone school that hired her to teach students. Because I'm sorry, I'm not letting a woman who is clearly confused about her own life teach my child. Just saying. Want to see what else Rachel Dolezal's funky self got up to? It's all waiting for you right now in the Magic 104.9 app. Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop, Magic 104.9, Leisha. Be here, but I gotta tell you something good, especially when it's about an alumna from my illustrious HBCU, North Carolina A&T University. Her name is Courtney Hall, and she is passionate about families. She dedicated her entire career to mental health and clinical social work, and now she's making the health of black women and mothers her number one priority by opening Bump Baby Bliss, which is actually the first black-owned ultrasound studio in Greensboro, North Carolina. Now, Baby Bump Bliss is a one-stop shop for doulas, counseling, ultrasound services for expectant mothers. And as many of us know, black mothers are 3 times more likely to pass away from complications during pregnancy and birth than white mothers. And while that statistic is just insane to me, it is a true reality. And I definitely wanted to highlight this woman for dedicating her life to making sure that black mothers can live to see their child grow up. If there's anything like that right here, and so let me know so I can highlight them. Hit up that Magic 104 now.